More than 3,000 people from all over the New River Valley weighed in on which issues they're most concerned about for the future of this region, including housing, transportation, energy, environment, and cultural assets, which define this part of southwestern Virginia. The NRV was one of 45 regions in the country which got $1 million federal grants to gather this data. Jessica Wirgo, executive director of the New River Valley Foundation, says changing demographics is what will drive many of the changes we'll see in the next 20 years. Not only is the overall population expected to increase, but the number of people over 65 will double to as many as 1 in 4 in some parts.
We know, for example, that housing in the New River Valley was largely built in the 1970s. Most of our homes are 30 years or older. And, of course, many of them are not suitable for an aging population. So that was some really interesting information that came to us regarding, you know, how people are living in the area, how close they want to be to where they work, what kind of transportation options they have.
Wirgo says the foundation, working with the New River Valley Planning District, reached out to people all over the region who might otherwise not have responded to surveys or had their voices heard. Working with the Arts Center at Virginia Tech, they held story sessions and dramatic performances as a way to dramatize and illustrate their concerns.
In all of the public engagement work that we did, people kept going back to the idea that we know our area is going to grow and develop, but we want to be able to protect the character of this community, the rural background that we have, the agricultural nature of so many of our counties in the New River Valley. And so the goals and strategies that are suggested in the report really keep that in mind.
Wirgo says the next step is to mine the data and identify ways to achieve the goals people have said they want to see for the New River Valley in coming years.
So often people assume when you develop kind of a community plan that it's either going to sit on a shelf or that it's going to be the responsibility of the local government to get it done. And I think what we wanted to make clear from the beginning is that this is truly a community effort, which means that it's going to take our nonprofit organizations, private individuals, businesses, and governments looking at this, saying, what are the projects that are most important to us, and then working together to find those funding sources.
The report on livability in the New River Valley will be available online this week. Copies are now being printed for distribution. But that doesn't mean the time to share ideas and concerns is over. Area residents, businesses, and organizations who'd like to add their comments or ask questions can contact the New River Valley Community Foundation or the Planning District Council. I'm Robbie Harris.